game for about 30, 32 minutes, and then after that, it was a big-time game if you were a Notre Dame fan. It wasn't for us. We have a 9-point lead, and all of a sudden they started making a bunch of threes, and we called timeout after they'd gone ahead by three, and we turned it over three straight times after that timeout, and they're still making shots. They were really, really hard for us to guard, their dribble penetration. They kept getting us inside, and then we'd have to help, and then they'd throw it out, and somebody would make a three. As I said, the first time we played them, it's a tough matchup for us. And we tried to go small the last part of the game to see if we could do a better job of guarding them, but they made some really good plays. You just have to congratulate them. That's the bottom line. It wasn't anything about being tired from playing 4 days. That was not a factor in the game. It'd just be an excuse. They played better than we did. And we panicked a little bit more than we have at any time this year. And their defense got stronger with every basket, and our movement got worse. I tried to stay out on the court for a couple of seconds because I was going to congratulate Grant and Connaughton, because I think when you have seniors in this league, and both those guys are seniors, and win an ACC championship, it'd have to be a great, great moment that they'll remember for the rest of their lives. And I was just going to congratulate them. Look at the two seniors. Grant had 24 and Connaughton had 20. Grant had 10 assists and 2 turnovers. Connaughton was 7 for 9. You know, so they not going to beat many people when they shoot 32 free throws and you shoot 7. But at the end, we probably had 10 or 12 times that we fouled them intentionally, trying to see if they'd missed some free throws. And they didn't miss very many of them. They shot 87%, 28 out of 32. But we've got to be more aggressive and get more things going to the basket so we can get fouled more often ourselves. But it's a tough day and a very good 3 days. We did some good things for 3 days and did some good things for, like I said, for 30, 32 minutes today. That's about it, guys.
Okay, questions, raise your hand. Let's get the mic to you. Let us know who you are, who you're with. First question to our left.
Brett Strelow from the Fayetteville Observer. Marcus or Bryce, just the sheer quickness with which the run that they had, I think it was 11-0 in 68 seconds. What kind of impact does that have on your psyche as a player when it just happens so fast?
Marcus.
Well, when you sense a team going on a run and making a couple of shots, we always talk about how that's the extra important time to value the basketball and, you know, run some offense and make them guard for a little bit, you know, because that takes them out of their rhythm offensively. But I think during that time, I took a quick shot. We had a couple turnovers back-to-back right out of half court, and that's going to lead to runouts and easy baskets or open three-pointers for them. So we did the exact opposite of what we talk about in that situation. You know, we want to be disciplined on offense, make them work, and, you know, to try to stifle that run, and it just didn't happen.
Bryce?
In that situation, you just, like you said, you can't turn it over because, I mean, we're turning it over 3 times in a row. That really hurt us in the long run because, I mean, they end up with a bigger lead, and I mean, we couldn't recover from that. So that's just the biggest difference in the game.
To our left.
Right, Luke Decock, Raleigh News and Observer. You go on the run coming out of halftime. Marcus hits a couple threes. And then right then, Notre Dame seems to kind of leap into action. With things going so well for you guys this week, was there any sort of a sense of maybe a little false sense of security there that you'd turn things around coming out of halftime and that's the way things have been going for you guys, that you get caught off guard a little bit by Notre Dame there?
As a coach, I didn't feel that way. I don't know what the players would feel like, but I feel like when you get on a little run like that, you need to play tougher defense. Need to make sure you keep getting better shots. But I was just looking at it. I mean, at 8:45, we had a turnover. At 8:22, we had a turnover. At 7:27, we had a turnover. At 6:47, we had a turnover. At 6:25, we had a turnover. We had a turnover. So that's 6 turnovers from the 8:45 mark to the 4-minute mark. And, you know, we only had 13 for the game. And so I think what happens when you're feeling good, you should keep playing exactly the way that you were playing. I think their sense of urgency at that point was a dramatic change and it was dramatically better than our sense of urgency was. You know, Luke, I don't know if it would be a complacency. I forget what word you used, but that things are going well, you know, and you think you got it made, because I know as a coach I never feel that way. I've always felt like if I get you down 6, I want to get you down 9. If I get you down 12, I want to get you down 15. You guys know what I feel like about Coach Smith. He called me my second or third year at Kansas. Say, you're not running four corners at all. And I said, Coach, I don't have Phil Ford, but if I've got somebody 8 with 4 minutes to play, I want to beat them 15. If I've got them 10, I want to beat them 18. And that's just the way I've always been. But, you know, I didn't do a very good job coaching today during that stretch. We had already had to use one of our timeouts to get the ball basketball in bounds, and I eventually did call one. I didn't want to call one. But as I said, from that stretch in there, that was between the 8-minute and the 4-minute TV timeout. And then when I called that one, I mean, I only had 2 left, and it was a 3-point game at that time. And our first 3 possessions after the timeout, we turned it over. So that's the most long-winded answer you've ever gotten, Luke, to a very simple question. I apologize.
Front row. Brett Friedlander, Wilmington Star News. Bryce, you guys had a lot of success getting the ball inside. During that run, they a couple of those turnovers were on entry passes. Did they do anything differently, change up things to kind of take that away, or was it just, you know, rushing things a little bit?
Maybe didn't really do a good job of holding off. One of the big guys took it, or the guards didn't get a great angle for it. So, I mean, it's just the little things that we need to work on, because, I mean, we've been working on it all year. We just got to execute it in a crucial time like that, because, I mean, those turnovers did hurt us in the long run.
Back of the room, under the lights.
Yes, B-Dot from 102 Jams, and I just want to ask Bryce and Marcus, you guys get a lot of criticism about the heart of this team. Could you just speak on that real briefly and what your perspective is in that regard?
I think we showed a lot of heart this week. We battled 4 straight times. Obviously, it didn't go the way we wanted to today. A lot of that was execution. But you can't really say that there weren't the 5 guys on the court didn't want to win. You know, we were going after 50-50 balls with everything we had. And for 3 games before this one, we won the 50-50 balls. We competed on the backboard, and we showed as much heart as we have all year. So I don't – you know, people can say what they want, but the proof is in the fact that we competed at the highest level this past week.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, people probably counted us out beginning of the tournament. They didn't think we'd make it this far. I mean, we really showed a lot of toughness and showed a lot of heart just coming in and be able to go 3-4 days in a row and be able to get to the championship. I mean, we were the 5th seed, and, I mean, people probably were looking past us when Louisville was up 10, and they're like, oh, well, Louisville's going to probably beat them, but we showed a lot of toughness and be able to come back and be able to win that game. And then yesterday, people probably looked past us when, just because it's Virginia, they're the number 3 team in the country. I mean, we showed a lot of toughness. So, I mean, you can't say we didn't show toughness, because, I mean, we beat 2 top 10 teams in 2 days, and we should have beat another one, but they made a lot more plays than we did today.
You know, I say some things a lot of time about a sense of urgency, but our kids have got tremendous heart. I mean, come on. Other teams have pretty doggone good players, and they want to win too. It's not just about North Carolina. I've had some really, really good teams that may not have a sense of urgency on every possession, but that didn't mean that they didn't want to win just as much as anybody else. Everybody's not built like Tyler Hansbrough. Everybody's not built like Raymond Felton. But if people want to criticize our kids, it's okay. They don't have anything better to do.
Evan Markfield, AP. Marcus, the coach said that the 4 days, 4 games wasn't really a factor, no tiredness being a factor. I'm curious, is there anything that you can pinpoint that kind of led to those turnovers and led to that snowballing on that run in terms of what you guys were doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to explain, because we had gotten in a rhythm and we were playing so well. That got us up 9. We were getting every shot we wanted. We were getting the ball inside. We were moving, cutting, getting open shots. And I think, you know, having 1 turnover probably led to the next, and then we got a little tight when they started making 3s. But it's hard to point to a specific reason why, because we really, you know, we were kind of in a groove offensively. We were starting to find out what worked. We were getting the ball to Bryce inside, and we were working high low and getting shots. So the fatigue didn't have anything to do with it. It was more mental. You know, it's not because they pressured us and we couldn't, you know, attack the basket, or we were too tired to do anything. It was just a couple mental lapses, you know, back to back that really hurt. I don't really know why we had them.
Front row.
For either of the players and coach, how much better do you feel about where you guys are and how you're now getting ready to go into the next tournament than you did, say, 4 days ago?
Bryce.
I feel great, even though we didn't get this win today, because, I mean, we did grow on all levels as a team. I mean, we just have to cut down a little more of the mistakes, and, I mean, we'll be right there because, I mean, we are a great team, and we're starting to gel together and starting to play a little bit more to our potential as days go on.
Yeah, I think that we have grown in those 4 days we've been here. I think we've shown some toughness during those 4 days. We've played better defensively during those 4 days. Sometimes, and I talk about this all the time, you got to give the other team some credit. I mean, we turned it over six times in whatever it was, 4 minutes and 45 seconds there, but Notre Dame had to make some plays too. I think that's the one thing that gets lost. It's always not just about what we did that was bad or what we failed to do. And to answer a little bit of the question about the tiredness, and I'm not picking on these players, I'm just using it as an example. At the 8:45, the turnover was Joel Berry. He hadn't played 30 minutes in the games like these guys had. At 8:22, it was Isaiah. At 7:27, it was Jackson. At 6:47, it was Kennedy, and he hadn't even played two games. 6:25, it was Bryce, and at 4, it was Isaiah again. So I don't think it was I don't want anybody to think that we're up here begging off saying that we had to play 4 days in a row in Notre Dame. I only had to play three. They beat our butts. That's the bottom line. They played better than we did, and they had a tremendous stretch there that they should be congratulated for.
To our left.
Mark Carroll with the ACC Sports Journal. Coach, you know, a second ago, Bryce mentioned that the team's starting to gel. A couple years ago, you guys, you know, it switched to a smaller lineup and things started to click. Last season, it was a slow start to the ACC, but then you guys win 10 games in a row and things were starting to click. Do you guys feel you're at the point right now where, you know, you guys are starting to gel, where things are starting to click?
Yes, I do. I really do. I mean, again, I think it was Bryce that said it. I think he said two top 10s. I think it's two top 15. But we did beat some pretty doggone good teams, and Notre Dame's the top 15 team. And we had a bad stretch for 4 minutes. So if you were here the other day, guys, my teams have taken me to seven Final Fours. Only one time did we ever win a conference tournament. That was in 2008. Every other time we lost, even in 05 and in 09 when we won a national championship, we lost in the conference tournament. This team's got a chance to make a really good run. We've got some things we've got to improve on. There's no question.
To our left.
Viv Bernstein, New York Times. Coach, it almost seems a little strange to say Notre Dame is the ACC tournament champion. I'm wondering if it feels different with the new characters in this league, and this sort of cements that this is a different conference than it used to be.
Well, it does feel different, but it is a new conference. I mean, you know, I'm the oldest guy in here close. Barry says I'm older than he is, and I can't see some of the other guys out there. Well, nobody. God's not as old as you are. I wasn't including you, big fella. But, you know, when there were eight teams, you know, it's North Carolina State, Duke, Wake, Clemson, Virginia, I mean, all that kind of stuff. But it's not the landscape that we have right now. And I think it's exciting what we have. This was the most unbelievable regular season I've ever been involved with. Not even close. Any other time, the marathon, I referred to it, and then I said it's a marathon running 26 miles uphill because it was really a bear. And but it is different to say Notre Dame won the ACC championship. I think it's just a change in culture. I mean, my gosh, we got Texas A&M in the Southeast. We got West Virginia and the Big 12 or whatever it is. I mean, it's the landscape of college athletics. We got Colorado in the Pac-10. We got Notre Dame in the ACC. That's Atlantic Coast. You know, damn Atlantic Coast is a lot more prevalent out there nowadays than it used to be. But it's just what it is. And I think it's been a fantastic league.
Yes, Coach, this is Mark Miller from Sports Group Radio and the Pennsylvania Sports Network. When we look at the stat sheet, we have Notre Dame has five guys in double figures, whereas Marcus and Bryce accounted for more than half of Carolina's points. How big of a concern is that for you as you prepare for the tournament?
Well, it's always a concern for me. I'm one of those guys that always likes five guys averaging in double figures. I think it's always been the way I've always coached, but the best players always scored the most points. You know, Tyler Hansbrough led us in scoring for three straight years, and that didn't bother me a bit because we won. But, you know, today I think it was just – and, you know, we got one, two, three, four. We got five guys that could be potentially one basket away from it. I mean, you know, there's a guy with seven, two guys, three guys with seven, one with eight, and one with nine. So it's not like these two guys are scoring 75 and the other guys are scoring two apiece. But, yeah, I always like it when it's more balanced scoring because I think that kind of team is harder to guard. Like Notre Dame today, we couldn't leave one guy alone. They had everybody that could shoot the ball in there. We couldn't foul. In 2009, we had everybody shooting 80%. They couldn't foul us. That's a comfortable feeling as a coach.
We'll take more questions for Coach, but Marcus and Bryce, you guys can head back.
Thanks, guys. And these guys have, you know, the question about heart sort of bothers me a little bit. These guys played their tails off. Are they perfect? No, not by any means, but they've really given a lot here.
Back of the room.
Coach David Glenn from the David Glenn Show on accsports.com. I think you just started to answer the question I was about to ask. You were giving credit to Notre Dame, and rightly so. Just help us understand the difficulty of dealing with a team that has five guys that can hurt you, because I saw when you had big guys on Connaughton, he hurt you. You switch, then other guys hurt you. And there was one possession, Coach, where I think you closed out exactly the way you wanted to, and the ball moved all the way. It was unbelievable. I mean, you did probably exactly what you wanted to do defensively three or four legs in a row, and it still ended with a converted three in the corner. Just elaborate on that challenge.
Yeah, it really is a challenge. They had a great spacing. We were split second late, and every time, but we got there. And then we were a little bit more than a split second late, and they made the shot. And it is, again, I refer all times to past experiences. I mean, we were a load for people to guard in 82 because we had Tyler inside, and we had Danny and Wayne and Ty on the perimeter and Dion to pick up the trash. And when you have that kind of team, it really is difficult to guard, and it's what I've always tried to look for. I've run away from prospects in the past if I thought they felt like they had to have 50 shots a game. I had one guy to say one time that when I was recruiting, he said, I want to play as much as Tyler Hansbrough play. I said, well, good. And if you're as good as he is, you will. But you're not. And we didn't get the kid, but that's all right, too. But I do think that what you just described is really hard. And if you think about it, Notre Dame is probably most, as I said, when we played them the first time and this time, too, Notre Dame is probably the toughest matchup for us in the league. You know, because we try to play two big guys, and Notre Dame's playing for, you know, one medium-sized guy as their biggest guy. And he played well, too. I think at August, 16 points, 13 rebounds. They had five guys that played really well.
Take two more questions. Back left and front left.
Coach John McCann with the Herald Sun in Durham. Does the new look ACC and the challenge that this season presented to you, does that necessarily prepare you for the NCAA tournament?
Oh, I think it does. You're playing every night. I mean, it really is. I don't know how you guys felt as writers covering it, but as a coach, it was phenomenal, the stress, you know, and the expectation, the competition that we had. You know, we had a lot of stuff going on. I mean, it's the only team I've ever had. We went 3 weeks basically without practicing for more than 15 or 20 minutes a day. And that was hard on our kids. And, sometimes the ball bounces your way for you. I mean, I was astounded when I started looking at the stats for Notre Dame, and you can do it again today. They've played 34 games. They started the same four kids, 34 of those games. And August didn't start two games. So they haven't lost anybody. And, I mean, that's a phenomenal kind of year that you want to take advantage of. And Mike has done a great job. I mean, today they played 36, 37, 35, 38, 35. And, you know, and they've been fortunate that nobody's gotten hurt. And those kids are tough kids that do what they need to do to take care of their body. And you need to take advantage of those kind of times. You know, it's But this league is, it's been a bear, and they did a great job. I think I read it somewhere. I don't read a lot. Maybe it's in Steve's thing, or maybe it's a Notre Dame thing. They had 6 wins last year and 14 wins in the regular season this year, and that's the second biggest improvement in 1 year in the ACC forever or something. I mean, those are big-time accomplishments, and I do believe it. You got to. I really did want to stay out there and just congratulate Jerry and Pat, and because I do think there's something about seniors staying in college and enjoying the moments, and I think those kids enjoyed these moments today.
Last question.
Roy, given how different the season was, just how difficult was such good competition, did the opportunity today feel like a different level of reward or just have any different feel for, you know, what was at stake today?
You know, it's been a tough year. You know, I've had some personal things that have been really tough. Coach Smith, my best friend in town, all those kind of things, all the injuries, you know, not knowing when you went to practice every day who you're going to have, the stuff that we got going on around campus, you get tired of dealing with all that. I never allowed myself to think about what I was going to feel like if we had won. But I did try to explain to the kids that this could be a great, great time out on the court at the end of the game because I wanted them to experience that feeling. You know, I've been fortunate. I've coached a long time, and I've been able to cut down some nets a few times. But this team has really faced quite a bit of challenges, and I really wanted it for the kids. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach. Thank you.